The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A proposed law in Australia that would mandate that dog owners must spend a minimum of 3 hours per day with their dog. They say it's to stop people getting up in the morning, rushing out the door to work, not coming home until late in the evening, and maybe seeing only the dog for a few minutes, a quick walk around the block, and then they get put into the utility room or their kennel for the night. Samantha Rawson is with me now, the dog trainer and behaviour expert. Samantha, let's talk about the Australian proposal first of all. Is it a good idea to mandate how much time do you think people should have to spend with their pets?
Well, it's a great idea in theory, but how do you implement it? And then you're using the same brush for every dog owner. Now, there are great dog owners out there, and then there are dog owners who shouldn't own a mouse, never mind a dog. So, you know, how do you implement it? And I would love to know what's the impetus behind it. Where did this come from? Is there a rise in welfare cases? Was it a scientific study? You know, where did it come from? For me in Ireland, I think I would love to see a moratorium on breeding dogs, full stop. The pounds are full. All of the pounds are full. They're all in financial trouble. You know, Ireland produces much more dogs than it actually can, you know, accommodate.
Yeah.
And if the government really was concerned about animal welfare, they would just stop breeding altogether for at least 2 years. I mean, what's the point in having a leaking tap with an overflowing bucket? Just turn off the tap.
And why do we overproduce? Is it a legacy of maybe a time when we exported dogs?
Well, no, I think it's just money, and the money has been spent on the wrong thing. I mean, you've got people making money out of breeding dogs when there isn't the homes for them, and then they end up in rescue, and then the government throws more money at rescue. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. So I think there's a much more important issue than the amount of time that people spend with their dogs. As far as I'm concerned, there's a vast majority of people shouldn't have a dog in the first place. And there's no hurdle to getting a dog. Anybody can get a dog. Anybody. I mean, the rescues do try their best to put in some kind of standards.
Yeah.
But, you know, anybody can go out there. And what happens in Ireland is people buy dogs because the rescues are trying to put in some kind of barrier and asking people to kind of jump some kind of hurdle to prove that they're committed to this dog. And then if they can't do that and the rescues won't give them a dog, they then go out and buy a dog. So they're going back to the puppy farmers. Mm. So the whole thing in Ireland, to me, is a mess.
So how would you say, beyond, let's say you had a 2-year moratorium on breeding that maybe might kind of reduce that overflow and the surplus. But then into the future, what kind of restrictions would you put in place?
Well, I'd love to see some kind of, you know, citizen test, like a driving test, to prove that you are committed to animal ownership, that you have the resources for the dog, that you have the time, you have the money, you have the interest, you have the commitment. And maybe, you know, if all people should be made foster a dog before you buy a dog. Let's foster first to see if this is actually for you. And if it's not, then grand, you know, you can return the dog to the foster people. But if you go out and buy a dog, the breeders have no responsibility. The breeders just sell you a dog. So there's no even test for the breeders to see if they know anything about dogs. Are they dog lovers? Are they committed to the dog? Mm. They're just in it for money. So you know, the whole thing in Australia is a great idea in theory, but I think, you know, let's just start at the beginning rather than the end.
And I mean, there was a kind of a crackdown on puppy farms, as it were, in this country a few years ago. I mean, has the situation improved compared to what it was? I appreciate the point you're making. It needs to improve an awful lot more. But are we in a better place today than we were maybe 5 or 10 years ago?
No, worse.
Wow.
Yeah, much worse. Much worse, because everybody went out and got a dog during COVID and the government didn't do anything about it. And then other people jumped on the bandwagon and other people got into dog breeding through COVID. So you know, the whole thing to me is a joke. Let's just stop breeding dogs for a couple of years and see what we do then.
How would you do that, though? How would you stop? I mean, you know, like say that the small breeder, as it were, somebody at home who just has a dog and a bitch or whatever, and they have puppies. I mean, how do you stop them selling their surplus puppies?
Okay, so that might be different because it's accidental. But let's look at the so-called licensed puppy farmers.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? There are several licensed puppy farmers here in Kilkenny.
It's the industrial side of it, essentially.
The commercial side of it, yeah. The commercial side of it that's actually licensed and endorsed by the government, who then at the same time throw all these rescues money. So, you know, you're just throwing good money after bad. So let's just stop the breeding altogether and then, you know, wipe the slate clean and start again. And even with the breeders, if you do want to be a commercial breeder, that you have to go through a few hurdles. You can't just apply to the council and get a license and set up shop. Do you know what I mean? You have to have some kind of education or some standard of education for the breeder, never mind the person who then goes and buys a family dog. But the person breeding the dog should have some kind of standard of education.
Listen, Samantha,
and an awful lot of them don't. Yeah. They know nothing.
Well, listen, thanks very much for joining us. So Samantha Rawson is a dog trainer and behaviour expert.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.